Parshas Noach, Beis Tfila, Tov Shin Ein Vav. The end of Parshas Bereishis, the very last pasuk, finishes off with V'Noach Matza Chein B'Nei Hashem. Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. This week's parasha continues. Veila told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoya b'doyroisav, es ha'loikim tzarech Noach. In a Sefer Charedim, Sefer Charedim is a sefer about the mitzvahs we have from the Ori Achronim. In his parak about mitzvahs eser that can be done every day, he talks about the gnus of kas, of being angry, and he quotes the Medrash HaNe'elam. I'll tell you the truth, I looked for it, I couldn't find it. It's really Medrash HaNe'elam for me. I there is in Zohar this Medrash HaNe'elam, but I couldn't find what he's quoting. But I'm quoting the Sefer Charedim, quotes him in Mitzvahs Eseh Perek Aleph Ois Mem Beis, and he quotes, a person should not get angry, rather he should be noyach umiyushav. People should be calm. Faze omru b'medrash hanelam. Noyach motzo chayin b'nei Hashem. How did Noyach find the favor in Hashem's eyes? Is it medrash? Noyach. He was a noyach. He was Mushuv, calm person, didn't get angry. Motzo chayin b'nei Hashem. That gave him favor in Hashem's eyes. Says the Medrash. That's why in the beginning of the first pasuk of this parasha, says Noach's name three times. Eile told us Noach. Noach is tzadik. Tom hoya b'doyisav. Es elokim tzarech Noach. It's unnecessary to say his name three times. Says the Medrash, is to teach us how to find favor in Hashem's eyes. Noach was Noach b'diburoi, the way he spoke, he was Noach. Noach b'iluchoi, the way he actually walked, the way he went with people. And Noach b'maisov, Noach in his actions. So these are all factors that played into the fact that Noach motzo chayin b'nei Hashem, because he was Noach. That's why he's motzo chayin b'nei Hashem. Says the Charedim, Afa pish en amikra yoytzim de pshutai. It's not the simple pshat of the pasuk. He says still, it's a derech remez sheneemar lemoshe b'sinai. It's a remez of the Torah from Sinai. So Rabbeinu, let's catch on to this. Let's find favor in Hashem's eyes by being calm, not getting angry, being calm and miyushov, and we'll be zeicher to motzo chayin b'nei Hashem. The very first Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Aleph, Aleph, Perek, Aleph, Aloch, Aleph. The very first Ramah stems from our very first pasuk of the parasha. Amazing. Eile told us Noach, Noach is tzadik, tomim hoya b'doyroisav, es ha'elokim tzarech Noach. Says the Ramah, Shivisi, the very first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit, having Hashem in front of us is klal gadol b'Torah, b'mailos ha'tzadikim asher holchim efnei Elokim. The tzadikim walk in front of Hashem; they have Hashem in front of them as they walk. What's the nafkamin? Who cares? Says the Ramah, because the way a person sits, way he acts when he's in his private domain, is not the same as the way he acts and performs in front of a great king. And the way a person speaks and opens his mouth when he's with his close family is not the same as the way he speaks politely v'chule when he's in front of a great king. Kol shekin, when a person will be aware, not only are we in front of a great king, but we're in front of Melech Malchei Hamelachim. Sure, that will influence us the way we act and behave, and this will bring us to Yiras Hashem. So Ramo says this is from the Meilas HaTzadikim Shevis Hashem Enek Yisomit. The Meilas HaTzadikim says the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, the Goyin right there, Or Chaim Simon Aleph Aloch Aleph, says the Goyin, what's the source? How do you know the Tzadikim they walk with Hashem? Says the Gro, Moshe Kosov is Sadik Tomim Esaloikim Esalech Noyach. So Esaloikim Esalech Noyach is a source that Sadikim walk with Hashem, they have Hashem in front of them. And that's what the Mosque says, that's what we should aspire to do, and it's going to influence us the way we behave and act. Okay, good to know. You know what? The Bi'alocha, I think it's the second Bi'alocha, not mistaken. The Bi'aloch expands a bit more, and he says, if you really want to do it right, if you really want to do it the Shavis Hashem Eki Summit, then what we need, the famous six, the Sheish Mitzvah Tridiyos. He brings it because of this. Shavis Hashem Eki Summit, you need to have the six constant mitzvahs. What are they? It's Anoich Hashem Elokecho. That be aware, and by the way, he says that brings the chinuch. These are constant mitzvahs that are with us always. We always have these mitzvahs to do. It's Anoich Hashem Elokecha, the emuna that Hashem does everything. Number two is Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim. If a person even believes that Hashem runs the world, but if we think he gave over power to another party, then you over on Avodah Zarah. End of Arkazer. Everything, Hashem controlling everything. There's no such thing, he gave over his power to someone else. And you think so, that's Avodah Zarah. I'm quoting from the Bi'aloch, everything I'm quoting right now. Then number three is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. No shituf. Hashem doesn't have any partners. Number four, Avas Hashem. And therefore, that sounds very nice, Avas Hashem. Says the Bi'alocha, if a person, he's Koveas Machshavtoi, he's concentrated in Gashmius, in having Hanos from this world, just for the sake of Tanugim, he's Bitel Esezu. If you start loving this world for the sake of itself, for the sake of the pleasure, you're mevatel mitzvahs avas Hashem. Wow. Number five is yiras Hashem. When a vera comes away, we must remember that Hashem punishes. That will help us retract from the vera. And number six, lo yisusur achei levavchem achei neichem ashetem zoynim achreim. Not to follow our eyes and our hearts. And again, says the Bi'alocha, a person who's running after Taivas Oilam Azeh and Tanugim, he's over in Znus. That's called Hashem Zoynim Achreihem. So, good to remember the six mitzvot Tzmidiyos. If you remember once a year, it's also Darga, good Darga, please call a Blochas. Work on it. Can we really do the 6 minutes medias all day? Is that literally that we can do it medias? When we're learning, we're supposed to think about Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. Can we ever concentrate on anything? Because we have to always think about the six. Can we daven Shmones anymore? Or do you have to think about Lo Yisroach Elevavchem? How does it work? Okay, I'll leave it to that one. You'll think about it. Sorry?
Activated only what
So how's it Tmidius then? Why is it called Tmidius?
Because it should be always on alert.
Alert. But it doesn't mean it's always there.
Somebody tends to read once a day also. At the Korban Torah meetings.
Okay. Shkar.
Regularly.
Noach is commanded to make the teva. Aseicha, teva se goifer. This is how you have to make it, with rooms. He's given us dimensions, how many stories, what's the roof going to look like, where do you put the window. And in Pasuk Chavez it says, Vayas Noach kashat siva yisrael king ken osa. Indeed, Noach followed the instructions. Rav Hirsch wants to know, why is it important? Why did the Torah tell me? Why did even HaKadosh Baruch Hu bother telling him how to make the teva? He tell him, listen, Rav Noach, Noichu, there's going to be a mabul, make a teva. Now work it out. Work it out to do it. He has to tell him exactly what to do, and the Torah has to tell him, the Torah has to tell us what he said, and then the Torah tells us, V'yas Noach HaShat Siva Tzalukim. Why, what's the message over here? Why does the Torah have to go into all these details and tell us about it? Says Rav Hirsch, we think that we are successful in our actions. We do things. The Torah teaches us, no. Do you know what made the success? Because there was a key Ratzon Hashem. We think Hashem told him make a boat and the boat will save them. He says, no, it's not the boat that saved them. The boat was Kiyum Ratzon Hashem, and therefore he got the Siyat Shemaya. That made the guy brought in that slot. All the opposite. The boat was a chetimsa, was just a way of being came Ratzon Hashem. Therefore the Torah says, this is how you do it, these are my instructions. And the Torah says, you follow the instructions, that brought that slot. We sometimes think we have, the Torah says one thing, we think there's a better plan, a better way. We'll do better that way. You know, Atzlocha comes from Kiyum Ratzon Hashem. That's one side of the coin. Bring in Atzlocha. And here's the other side of the coin. We mentioned this 2 years ago. In the Medrash Shoicha Toiv, he tells us about the story. Shnaim Shnaim Bo'al Noach. They had to come in pairs to Noach. So says the Medrash that Shikra came along to enter the table. Noach said, I'm sorry, Mr. Sheker, lying, deceit, came to enter the table. He wants to be saved. Says Noach, I'm sorry, you need to have a pair. Shnaim Shnaim, can't let you in. So Shikra met Mr. Pachta. Pachta means to destroy, to demolish, to break. So Shikra asked Pachta, "Do you want? Can we be a pair?" So said Pachta, "What will I get in return?" Said Shikra, "Wherever I manage to steal, to deceive, I'll pass on to you." Okay, very good. They both entered the teva. They came out of the teva. Shikra was doing his business, right? You have a tourist, first time in Beit Shemesh, has no idea what's flying, takes a cab. I need to go from Kishon to Lachish, half an hour's drive, old Beit Shemesh, Gimel, Aleph, and he takes the ride. So the 14 shekel drive costs 140 shekel. Shikra, he passes on the money to Pachta. Let's say he keeps on storing money by Pachta. Says Shikra, what's the count there? Where am I holding? Says Pachta, there's nothing left. What do you mean? Nothing left? Yes, because that's the deal. I'm Pachta. I destroy. you're shikra. So now that we have a shutfus, wherever you steal, I destroy. And that's the message, that you don't gain by stealing. The shikra ends up with pachta. This is all quoted in the Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Sfas Tom in Perek Beis. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, what does this have to do with Noach? Okay, the idea, I get the message, shikra pachta, you don't gain by stealing. So the Chofetz Chaim, because there was a major change from between before the marble to after the marble. Before the marble, you'd steal and you'd have absolute success. You'd make money, skyscrapers. You steal once, get a good few million, white collar theft, gewaltig. Then you made it, you live for hundreds of years, and you have such nachas, you see the stolen money, you have such an awe from it, and it gets passed on to your children and your grandchildren for hundreds of years. It's so gewaltig. That's what was happening. That's why they're all involved with stealing. It was such a great profession. Kimara, it's chomos. After the marble, that's the end of that. From now on, shikra goes with pachta. And if you steal, you deceive, you'll lose it. Says the Chofetz Chaim. There's another level. And he quotes Maseches Derech Eretz. And says Maseches Derech Eretz, Zuta, not only do you lose what you steal, but says the Maseches Derech Eretz, if you take what's not yours, Hashem will take yours. And I once met a cab driver here in Beit Shemesh. Not complete, not from. I was cruising with him. I said, I'll ask him, what about Shabbos? He said, I learned my lesson. Makara. He told me, he's from a traditional family. He doesn't drive on Shabbos. But there's no reason why his cab shouldn't drive. If you have a cab, you lease it. You lease it out. So on Shabbos, he would stay at home, but he'd leased out his cab to a driver. The driver would go to Tel Aviv. There, it's a 7-day week business, including Shabbos. And the money, the taxi would be making money. It wasn't Michal Shabbos. So that's the way it went. That's where he went. Nice, huh? Nice money. Then, all of a sudden, gets in the mail, this huge bill. This new traffic report. It would be like film going through a red light. Tremendous bill. Much more than anything he made. Of course, the bill goes, they don't know who the driver is. The bill goes to who? The owner of the car. And guess what? He couldn't find the driver anymore. The guy he leased it to couldn't find, disappeared. Zil. So he lost lots of money. Shikra and pachta. But he still didn't get the message yet. And there was a Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday. And he leases the car again. And this time, there was an accident. And the car got smashed. He phones up his insurance broker. Okay, let's file a claim. Says the insurance man, I don't believe this. You had a crash today? I can't believe it. Because the insurance policy was till Erev Rosh Hashanah. I know you don't drive in Rosh Hashanah. There's no point in paying for Rosh Hashanah. So I paid for the day after Rosh Hashanah. So he had this one day window that he wasn't covered, and after he lost his car. Zeh halach, no car. Zeh, nigmar. I learned my lesson. Shikra and pachsa. Shikra and pachsa, Rabbi say. So next time we're trying to get to 38, and we go down Krish Esther, it's long queue. So what do? Take the left lane, right? And cut in. You gain, right? You're going to gain. Shikra and pachsa. You think you're going to gain, You're not going to gain. It's melacha. Because you're doing something that's not right, you'll not gain from it. So that, these are the two sides of the coin. That's locha we got. Vayas Noach tashetziva Yisrael Elokim. Shen also. Noach did what Hashem commanded him. That brought that slocha. It wasn't the boat. It's not about boats. Hashem, the Torah doesn't have to tell us how to build boats. The boat was the kiyum rotzon Hashem. That brought that slocha. And if we try to do things against rotzon Hashem, shikra, you're paired with pachsa. In many ways, Hashem can make you lose what you gained. There's the medical bills, there's business deals you could lose, there's stocks that can go down, there's theft, there's crime, the heart attack. There's many, many ways Hashem could collect, could send pachta to deal with it. So we have to make sure we're on the right path of the siyas ratzon Hashem, and we'll get all the siyata d'shmaya and have all the brachas v'nitzachim b'ein Hashem. Another famous point in this week's parasha is in Perek Zayin, Halach Pasuk Ches, but Noach takes in the animals and he takes in min ha-behema ha-tahoira or min ha-behema she'ineno tahoira. He takes in the pure animals and the animals that are not pure. It doesn't say tomei animals. It says the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Gimel. A person shouldn't say something that's miguna,
repulsive.
Because the Torah added 8 letters. It could have said tomei. Instead, it said asher enena tohira, to teach you not to say dover miguna. What's the reason behind it? What's the nafkamina what I say? It says the Shari Tshuva in Perek, in Shar Gimel, Ois Reish Lamed. It's a geder. It's a geder to be careful not to say Lashon Hara, and not to say Nivul Peh, Shumina Averis Hachamurais. From Averis Hachamurais is Nivul Peh. And also, we should train not to say Lashon Hara and not to say negative things about people, because we train our mouth to speak in a positive way, not in a Dover Meguna. In the Chovas Al Vavais, Shar Vav, in Shara Knia, he quotes about one of the Hasidim who passed by a very, very foul carcass of a dog, very bad smelling. And his Talmidim told him, Kama Masrachas Nevelas Reis. This carcass is so smelly. V'omar lehem, Kama Levonim Shineho. He told them, look how his teeth are white. They're so beautifully white. And they regretted what they said. Says the Chovas Avogos, if you're not supposed to say negative about a dead dog, for sure you shouldn't speak derogatively about an Adam who's chai. And if you're supposed to praise the teeth of a dead dog, for sure we have to praise the milos that people have. And we should train ourselves not to be involved with Russian horror and speak only in a positive way. So that's another message from this week's parasha. To speak in a dignified way, not in a negative way, that will train us not to focus on people's chesroinois, and to adrabba, to focus on people's mailois, not to come to nivul peh. Dor haflogger. end of this week's parasha, they came to this big valley. They built a tremendous tower, reached the Shamayim, and Hashem came down to see what's going on. He was very concerned. Hashem therefore made them not be able to communicate with each other. They developed different languages, and the whole thing fell apart. It says the drasha is Haran. In the first drasha of the Ran, it says we're left in the dark. We don't understand, what did they do wrong? Is there something wrong with Achdus, with being together, with being unified? What's wrong with that? Ma chot om ma pish om. What did they do wrong? Adarabba, they should be rewarded for being together with Achdus. And what the Midrashim say, the Mefarshim say, we're trying to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're making a tower to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven to fight him. That's Minatema, he said. That's wild. How could the whole world agree to such shtus? It's shtus to think you can make a physical tower to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fight him. If they're indeed that stupid, they became that blind to think they can build a physical tower to attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nebuch, they should be potter, a shaita, the mamish shaitin. They should be potter from any oinish. Why does Hashem get upset? The mamish Nebuch, they lost it. And furthermore, even if they're trying to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why weren't they wiped out? Why wasn't there a very sharp response? Trying to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they deserve a real punishment. Third point, if you look carefully in the psukim, you'll see Hashem was worried about the future, not what they had already done. Hashem comes down. Atoli botzer mehem kol hashayos molasses. Now there's nothing to stop them what they plan. Mashma, they haven't. The sin is to be coming, but not yet. Therefore, says the Drasha Saran, his explanation to what was the chet of Dora Flogger. And he quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kinus the tzaddikim, when tzaddikim get together, get united, toiv lohem, it's good for them, but toiv lohem, it's good for the world. Pizul roshoim, when roshoim get scattered away from each other, it's toiv lohem, the toiv lohem. That's good for them. It's not good to have Rishoyim bonded together. That's not good. What's that? Says the Ran, what was happening was they all shared the same language. He wanted to make a global village. That was the plan. We all speak the same language. And we're going to get together. And we're going to make the United Nations the dream. We're going to build. We're going to have a one king. We're going to govern the whole world. We're all together. The United States of the world. And so they chose this big valley. Because people would like to live by the capital. Near to the king. And they built a Migdal. Shereishi Megir HaShamayim. What does that mean, Rosh HaMegir HaShemayim? It means very big, like we find by the Meraglim. They said, when they described the towns in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Orin Doilus Uptzoiz BaShemayim. What does it mean there, BaShemayim? It means in the heavens where Hashem is. It means very, very big. So they were trying to build a magnificent castle with this huge tower that people should see the king. This is going to be the king of the world. Everyone united. This is the head of the UN, and we'll be seen. That this huge palace will be seen from afar. People can have a park, people have a mirror, and be a wonderful thing. We'll be united together under one umbrella, one king, one system, one language. Gewaldig. A wonderful thing. No more battles, and we're all together. It's one country. The world will become a global village. There's nothing wrong with that. So what was Hashem worried about? What was the concern? The concern was that Hashem could see in the future, Sefer Mabit, that it's going to end up this king and this getting together will end up being a vehicle for Avodah Zarah. They'll start getting into Avodah Zarah, and it's going to be everyone into Avodah Zarah now. And that's really what happened. Because in the same place, then came Nimrod. Okay, and therefore what? This time, the tzaddikim won't have where to run away to. Avraham Avinu, he was under Nimrod, the king of Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu had to run away, but he had where to. He went to Canaan, he went to somewhere else. The way it is, it says, in our Golos, how do we survive? Says the Ran. Because we have kings. Sometimes the kings are very bad to us. We always have the option to go somewhere else. If one country is bad to us, we flee to a different country. Then they go back, we flee to a third country. There's always options of moving around. I mean, so I'll move around in exile. But now, since they're all united, it's one king and over the whole universe, there's nowhere to run to. That's what Hashem was trying to stop. In the Mechtovim U'Ma'amarim, Chelek Aleph, page 55, it brings that he heard from someone in Avodok, told him he met the secular Orach Din, secular lawyer. I'm a secular who was blown away with the Chochmah of Rav Meir Simcha Mitvinsk. Makara, what you enjoy the Chiddush Torah? You never opened a safe in your life. This is what the secular lawyer said, told over during the First World War in St. Petersburg, which is later on to be Leningrad. That was the capital of Russia. So they formed together a Vad Hatzalah for the refugees. Time of war. Before Vad Hatzalah to help out with the refugees. And they came to a decision. It's very kedai to collect, to find all the cities and villages and towns that are near the borders where the fighting is, and to take their Sefer Torah. The fools have lots of Sefer Torah. To collect the Sefer Torah and bring them to St. Petersburg, which is very far away from the border. Leave the shul just with one or two Sefer Torah, the minimum they need, and all the rest take for safekeeping to the safe city of St. Petersburg. That was the idea. So to protect the Sefer Torah from being destroyed during the war, through the bombs. So therefore kept them together. So this lawyer, he was sent by the Zvad, because he went to Dvinsk. Dvinsk was near the border. He went to meet Rav Meir Simcha. And I told Rav Meir Simcha the idea, and Rav Meir Simcha said, absolutely not. No way. It's a bad idea. So why? Go near the border, St. Petersburg. It's a very safe city, capital city. And Rav Meir Simcha told him that we, the Jewish people, have experience. In our experience, it's not to be in one place. It's good to be spread out. That he wasn't masking. What happened? That Dvinsk and the area became Lithuania and Poland. They became independent, and St. Petersburg got taken over by the communists, and all the Yiddishkeit was eradicated, and all forget what this was. Was the opposite of what this lawyer was planning. St. Petersburg became a place where you couldn't keep Torah anymore, and Poland and Lithuania was a place where Torah flourished in those years. So he's very misspoiled from the Chochmah of Rav Meir Simcha. So the message that's over here, the message is, sometimes you look at world events, you don't understand what's Hashem doing. Why is it? You look, take the world map. What's the biggest country in the world? What's the most huge landmass Russia. It's huge, it's huge, huge. It's gigantic. Then you hear that they start conquering land, walking into Ukraine. And you ask yourself, you know, these guys have so much land. There's so much. What do they need another one for? Why? Bishulma? The guy's nuts. This is Hashem's plan. Hashem doesn't want the United Nations. He doesn't want all the nations to work together. He wants to make tension and conflict. Because if they all get together, who knows what will be? Why North Korea fighting with South Korea? What are they fighting about? Each one have their own. I don't know the story, but I'm saying, but this is Hashem's plan. Dor HaFlog were making United Nations. Hashem stopped it. Because the United Nations would lead, in the end, a disunity. It's a unity of Rishayim, that's Loi Toiv. Because they could be used, the power could be used to avoid the Zorah and against the Yiddishkeit. It's better to have different nations, different languages, different cultures, in order that when one nation goes up, another nation goes down. And when you can always transfer from one place to a different place, and that's how the Torah keeps safe. So I'm asking for that. I don't want to, it's not good to have everyone together. Don't keep all the Sefer Torah in one place. It's bad. It's better than spread out. Some Sefer Torah will be lost. Some Sefer Torah will be kept. And that's what the Gemara says in Psochim Pei Zayin. Tzedakah osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Shepizron Bein Umay Yisraelam. It's a tzedakah. It's a chesed Hashem did that we're spread out. There's a Holocaust in Europe. The Jews in America, the Sephardi Jews, wherever it is, it's good that the Jewish people are spread out. They zot the Chidush Eran until Shiach will come from here be Amenu, and then it'll be Kinnus the Tzadikim, then Bishchem Echot, everyone, all the nations of the world will be together to bring Kvod Hashem. That's when the United Nations should be formed, when it's Taka only to bring in Kvod Shomayim. We're told the story about Noach getting drunk. He was naked, and Chom came to tell the brothers, and the Torah tells us, elaborates how the sons came, walked backwards and surrounded Noach to cover him, to keep his dignity. The Chofetz Chaim and the Avas Chesed, he has a psicha showing how Chesed is something that goes to all the Torah. We talked about Chesed. So he says the following: the Torah taught us the story of Noach, show us how much a person has to do Chesed with his friends to protect your friend's disgrace, to make him avoid the disgrace, like we want to protect our own honor and own dignity. That's how we have to care for our friends, as we see that how to medactic, to walk backwards. Not only did they cover him, but they were careful to walk backwards and cover him in a way that they didn't see him b'chlal, to protect his dignity. And the Torah is teaching us chesed. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Ani akoton, I agree with the principle, but I think im nedin yeshuva. I don't see how you learn from here the obligation of chesed. Why? It's kibud av. I don't see how you could learn from Kibbutz Av to the general principle of Chesed. Part of Kvod Aviv is to protect his dignity. Who says that for my fellow friend, I also have to act with the same, by the same standard? It's the aura on the Chofetz Chaim. One last point. Noach ish tzadik tomim. So the Moshe finds in the Drash Moshe says, a tzadik is someone who's been through din, was accused, and came out innocent. That's a tzadik. A tomim is someone who wasn't even accused, wasn't even tmimus. when a person goes out to influence other people, by definition, he'll be criticized and accused of all sorts of things. Moshe Rabbeinu was also accused of all sorts by the people. If you keep to yourself, people like you. Live and let live, you do your stuff, wonderful, people like you. But if you go out to others and start telling people what to do, if it's necessary, then you're gonna be accused of all sorts of things. It's much easier to be a tamim, but a person who can has an obligation to be a tzaddik, meaning to go out to the people and influence them, impact them, even though it means that the price will be paid, there'll be gossip about you and all sorts of things will be said about you. Noach ish tzaddik tamim. Says Moshe Feinstein, he was a tzaddik, he went out, he cared for his generation, but be'emes he was a tamim. The next shiur will be in 5 minutes. We're going to speak about abortion, killing babies. Is it mutter? What happens to the baby? Is it mamzer? Can we get rid of him? What happens if the baby has a terminal illness? Can we bump him off? Is it mutter? Is it a mitzvah? Is it us? Is it murder? We're going to try Bezat Hashem and work it out in the next shiur coming up in 5 minutes' time. Well, welcome and have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.